At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. No rain this morning for you, Bill, but again, darkness set in. I think darkness is set in. We won't see the sun again until 7 o'clock, it feels like, the rest of the year.
Darkness is set in.
Bill's happy.
Oh, it is. It's incredible.
This is the dream.
You say some amazing sentences.
Darkness has set in. What's wrong with that?
Jake, I thought of it this morning. I was doing my band workout.
Yeah.
One of my favorite of all times. It just hit me today. Out of the blue, I thought, I've spray tanned. Just out of the blue.
Very Declar, too.
Yes. I spray tanned.
And you know what? That was still a one-time thing. It was not a good experience for me.
But just the fact that Jake just threw it out.
It wasn't the place. It was my fault. I was lost. I didn't know what to do there.
Yeah.
Should
you spray tan before you go on your trip, on your Amtrak trip? Get a little glow to you?
I don't think I'm going to do that. That would be today or early tomorrow for that to happen.
That should be what happens if you lose next year.
Oh, no.
Spray tan.
And whoever the loser is has to spray tan.
Not only are you spray tanning, but you're taking the Amtrak with an 8-hour trip with a spray tan. A fresh spray tan.
And we have, so far, Seth and his, and his girlfriend. They're committed to the send-off party.
That's right. So last night I was talking to Seth.
Huge news.
And he said, I'd like to be at the send-off. For the Amtrak? Yes, for the Amtrak. He wants to be there.
So is he a breaker?
He's in and out, on and off on that. But he
just
said,
hard life, too busy to turn the radio on for
Beatrice.
Yeah, it's
tough. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, listen to his best friend.
He's probably sleeping right now. Gets up around 7, I would assume. But no, I have two people that say they will be at the send-off at 12:46 a.m. Saturday morning.
Will you be in an establishment before where maybe somebody can meet you there, too, to kind of walk you over or something? Where will you be?
Well, I can't say exactly where, but somewhere in the rail yard or Haymarket area.
Like a parade route is what we're looking for.
Yes, exactly.
A parade of beers to be consumed before the Amtrak takes
off at
12:46.
Yeah. Get all boozed up before you get on there and have to go to the bathroom all the time.
There's several bathrooms, I believe, on the Amtrak.
I'm sure there is.
Seth is going. That's good. With his girlfriend. I wouldn't go to your send-off if it was on my front porch.
Yeah. This goes back to my Major League Baseball at Haymarket, the World Series.
If it was in my kitchen, I wouldn't go.
Kitchen, I probably would, but if it was a block down, I wouldn't make it.
If it was in your kitchen, maybe you stop in and say hello.
I would.
What if it was at 5 p.m. and not 12:46 a.m.? You'd be there for that? Okay,
well,
I respect that. At least.
Jake,
I still don't think I'd make that one.
Oh, no. Come on, Bill.
I don't think I'd make that
come
one.
Come on, 5 p.m., just wouldn't, a quick appearance.
Wouldn't make it, no.
Jaron says, can we bring a sign for the send-off? Sure, why not?
Yes.
You're going to be there 12:46 a.m.
If there's even one person with a sign, that will be remarkable, it will be well-documented.
Yes, it will.
Ben, you need to be there for this.
Yep.
What's the sign
Ben
say?
Yes.
Good luck, Jake, on Amtrak.
Enjoy your trip.
Ben, you need to be down there for this. to monitor this.
LB says, I'll be on the side of the road outside of Minden when the train comes by.
I probably won't see you. On the side of the road.
Waving. Where's Jake at?
Which one? Where's he at?
It goes really fast. The Amtrak goes really fast.
I hope it does. It's a bullet train. It's an 8-hour trip.
It's a bullet train.
I hope it goes as fast as possible.
They go fast.
With many stops.
I think
I still have not figured out how many stops the Amtrak makes. I just know
they don't want
Holdridge,
you to know.
It stops.
They don't want you to know. There's a lot more than you think.
Yeah. How long does it stop for? Is it a half hour it stops for? Is it 20 minutes?
My experience is it's kind of weird. Yeah, it can be long. It can be long. I know people that take it. There's one time I had to pick up a friend out here at like 3 a.m., 2 a.m. It was supposed to come in. It came in at 3 a.m.
Female?
And they were, they were stopped a long time ago. And they were stopped like not that far away for like an hour. They're like, well, it's right down. It's like not that far away. I'm like, what are they doing? Yeah, you don't know. You just don't know sometimes.
We have a couple of texts coming in saying, it says, I don't think the Amtrak has ever been on time in its history. You're looking at 3 a.m. for sure, not 12:46. If it's 3 a.m., it's going to be a rough day.
That's smart. That's a smart text. I think that's true. Yeah. Well, you can do it, though.
The bars close at 2. I guess they go back and just kind of listen for the Amtrak to come in.
Oh, that'd be a screw.
I got to go. Train's here. Got to go.
Oh, yeah. That's a good... Yeah, you might be sitting at the Amtrak station for a while.
That sounds like a delightful morning.
Yeah. There's not much there either.
This is why it's a punishment. You know, it's hopefully it's somewhat punishment. Fun it on the train itself.
How'd you finish dead last? Jake, you watched...
Can I walk you through that?
You are an NFL guru.
Oh, I was paying attention. Justin Fields was terrible.
Okay.
They told him to be a pocket passer. He's not a pocket passer.
Okay, that's
there was
problem.
Injuries involved
Jake
here.
Ben's agreeing.
There's injuries involved here and just... downright bad luck.
Okay, so it wasn't a management issue.
No, I don't think so. I'm not taking blame.
You were
I won the title the previous year.
I'm not taking blame for being dead last.
I won the title the previous year. I had bad luck. I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. You were actively playing.
Yeah.
You were making moves, trying to...
Kind of. Yeah, I was keeping... Yeah, I didn't have like a guy that was out on my lineup. I had somebody who was actually playing every week.
Okay.
You see some people that...
Yeah.
They gave up. There's like two guys that are on injured reserves starting.
Right.
Well, they don't care anymore.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I had someone ask me about if I had interest in being in their fantasy league. I didn't even stop walking.
It was my cousin.
That was Dave Dipple.
What's that?
It was Dave Dipple.
It was Dipple. It was mind-blowing to me.
No, I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah, that was... And I'm not down on Dip for asses.
No, neither. I love Dip.
Yeah, but the chance of me having any sort of interest in that...
Yeah, it doesn't matter who asked me.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. And I mean it wouldn't matter. If Woody Harrelson said, hey, will you be in our fantasy? I'd say, no.
I'm good, Woody.
You went with Woody Harrelson. That's incredible. That's incredible. Woody, I loved you on Cheers. I'm not going to be in your fantasy football league. That's incredible. I went Woody Harrelson.
My favorite actor. I mean, even if it was my favorite actor or actress, I wouldn't do it. Halle Berry said, hey. You want to
really?
Be? Yeah, you want to be.
I think you would. I think you'd slide
by breakdown.
If it was just the two of you, Steve, would you want to be in
the
league?
No, I wouldn't. If it was just the two of us, I'd say no. I don't want to do that. I want to keep track. Thanks, though. So.
Yeah,
maybe we can do something else. Well, I mean, we could do.
There's kids. We have kids. This show is.
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He didn't.
Really?
No, we could like play croquet or something.
That's a common game.
Sipping Halle Berry playing croquet is a sight to behold.
I didn't mean it like you thought.
Really?
That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of different things you can do. God. Really? Seriously? We doing this?
I about got run over by a biker.
Today?
In my truck.
That can't happen.
I know it. But about ran into my truck.
The big rig.
And so I'm going for fitness yesterday after the show, and I'm stopped at a light. And here comes this biker, and I mean he misses me by about an inch, going pretty good. And then I realize I'm like, what just happened? Then I look, I was parked in the middle of the crosswalk. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was pulled out too far. Ooh. Yeah.
That would have been
100% on me.
At least you admit that.
I was out too far. And then I almost looked. I almost wanted to yell at him like, sorry, because I didn't realize it.
This is informative to people.
I was way too far
don't
out.
Don't get into that crosswalk.
No. And I
do it all the time.
I do it all the time. When Gigi and I was teaching her how to drive, we always stop. We got a crosswalk. Let's get a plan here. I didn't. Well, it was at a weird place, though. It was at a place you would never expect any humans crossing the street.
Where?
What's that? It was right on O Street, about 56, about right by the mall, right by the Halloween store.
Yeah, nobody crosses that path. You're right. Nobody walks there.
I'm just waiting for my left arrow, and all of a sudden, he about whips right into me, and I'm like, wow, well, that guy's a clown, and I'm like,
nope,
you're the clown's right here. Yeah. Clown sitting
That's
right
big
here.
Of you to admit that, though, Bill.
Hey, this is informative to people, though. Don't, I mean, just because it's a lapse that a lot of people do, so just...
It doesn't happen to me downtown or any place. Because I'm like, okay, potential pedestrians everywhere. That was a spot you just don't ever see people crossing.
Yeah.
And so it threw me.
I'm in it all the time.
I think I
need to be better.
Okay,
that's what we're talking
about. We're all bad.
Let's look at our, don't point the finger, pull the thumb.
I think I might be the worst at this, though. My wife, every time you're in the crosswalk again.
Yeah.
You're in the crosswalk again.
Yeah, wives do that.
You've never not been in the crosswalk when you parked the car at the stoplight. You've always been in the crosswalk, which... It's fair.
It's
criticism. It's fair.
Yeah, you're aggressive. There's a certain level of aggression.
If I'm trying to go right, I'm going to try to crosswalk, crosswalk and turn.
Yeah, just be more mindful.
I can see it with
the. There's no point to be in the crosswalk if you're going straight though, which is my bad.
Yeah,
because you have to stop and do it.
Are you really trying to gain that extra? You need that extra 3 feet? No, you don't.
No, you're just not being.
It's buffoonery.
Yeah, you're not being mindful, and there are a lot of bikers.
I did bring that up the other day going to a social event. We got there, and we arrived, and I said, hey, if anybody needs any sort of driving tips, Laura is here for you to let you know, because I get them. The one I get the most is, coming in a little hot.
Yep, I got that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there. I get that one a lot.
I get wide turn.
Wide turn.
Wide turn. Wide turn.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, and yeah, the other one I get a lot is... turning in front of people. I'm very casual
about take your time
and here they come and then people be like, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, we're good.
Oh, I will cross into opposite traffic at a dangerous just all of a sudden it's like I can make it.
Yeah no, I got this.
He's crawling here.
I always like the one that you always tell when they're upset, they almost speed up to just almost take your bumper off. I'm like, really, do you have to speed up?
Oh, there's some other quirks I wouldn't even share with on the air. Anyway.
Does Elizabeth give you the sigh? I get the sigh a lot. I get the...
She's not bad. I did notice the other day that she was holding on to the handle. I'm like, really? Did that deserve
the handle? Jake's aggressive. He's aggressive.
Accord now. He's out of the cobalt. Everything changed.
I am. He's aggressive.
I can't be an aggressive driver. But I thought that holding onto the handle was a little bit over the top. Like, really? I'm not coming in that hot or turning that fast here. Like, she didn't sigh, but that was like, come on.
I tell you, it doesn't happen often. A lot of times they're right up front. But if you're ever in the passenger side and they have a handle right up right here, always that comfortable.
I almost don't want a car without one.
I love, if you're riding.
Okay, but she held that as a safety measure. No.
But I'm just telling you, if I'm driving across country, I just hold on to it. It's comfortable.
100%.
It's very comfortable.
100%.
I think it's because of bad shoulders and just being old. I don't know. It's just really comfortable.
Yeah, I always reach for it.
Yeah,
sometimes
I do.
It's there on cars and sometimes it's not.
Here's a great question from Jaron on YouTube.
Where's he calling from?
He doesn't say where he's coming from. He's on YouTube, though. Jaron says, I wonder who has received the most middle fingers of you three.
It happens middle fingers.
Oh yeah, middle fingers is
this all the time.
The hand, yeah, palms up and the honk.
I get palms.
Yeah, I get a lot.
Honked. I get honked for stuff I don't even know I'm doing. Like, what did I do? I'm always like, what did I do? I mean, a lot of it's just driving down the middle. I mean, I tend to float in the middle. I know I do that.
Crossing both lines.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
I've gotten that honk a lot.
That would be deserve it then.
Yeah.
Yep.
But sometimes I get it and I literally don't know what I'm doing.
You'd like to be able to roll the window down. Excuse me.
What was that?
I'm trying to get better. What was I doing? I'm trying to improve myself. Just like me. Like, hey, I was in the middle of a crosswalk. I know what's going on here. I need help.
Just tell me what I'm doing wrong. Yeah. I don't know if that would go over well.
Need the pullover sign.
Can you just help me?
Help me get better here.
No,
what
I've gotten honked at on one trip more than once. I mean,
by the same person or other people?
Other people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bad. I drive bad. I'm a bad driver. So I guarantee it. It's the I get the most. I guarantee it. I mean, I know the situation.
Okay.
But I'm also. I always tell people, I'm here. I'm intact. I haven't gotten any major accidents. I don't think I've caused any major accidents.
You don't think you have? It's a scary. I don't think I have. Hey. By the way.
This is idle, too.
By the way.
It's so idle that it just went silent.
No, it's fine. We have another comment on the Amtrak over here.
What do we got?
You're going on the Amtrak.
Randy says this. I take the trail, the train, from Denver to Lincoln and back all the time for Husker games. It's rarely on time. However, stops are not long, if at all. It only stops if there's passengers to get on or off at certain stops.
I would imagine that when they whip in there, and it's like, hey, because they're already late. If they're already late when they whip in, so they probably give them like 10 minutes. Like, hey, we're already behind the time we already scheduled. They need to get on and off, and this thing's moving.
Might be an old person, though.
How nice would it be, though, like you said, to take if you're taking the going to a game and you're getting off in the Haymarket. It's very handy.
Perfect.
Very handy.
Perfect.
It's almost worth to drive out to Holdridge, get out there, get on the train, and drive in.
Perfect.
Yes.
You know, I think you'll have, I don't know. I'm not, I just want to know how it goes.
I just hope you meet some random people. I hope someone sits right beside you and talks your ear off the entire time.
Well, that might be the slow headphones on.
Slow headphones on, yeah.
Turn away.
Yeah.
Slow headphones.
Try to do the Bob Dylan type of thing, you know, just really slow turn away.
To the wall. Hey, so subtle. You'd be subtle.
I just say, you know what? It's headphone time. I'm going to get take a nap here.
Could you tell the person, all right, etiquette again. Could you just say to the person, hey, I'm going to take a little nap here?
I'd say, sir, ma'am, it's 1:47 a.m. I'd like to sleep for a little bit.
Okay.
Not in the mood to talk right now.
That's what I would tell
her. Would you understand?
I'm not in the mood to talk to you right now. That makes for
it's 1:46 a.m.
I'm not in the mood to talk to you.
I was going
to
say, can't you just maybe just say, I'm going to take a little nap? I'll be.
And I would hope they'd understand it. On the train from 12:46 a.m. to 7:56 a.m., someone might want to take a nap.
Are you taking the neck pillow?
I am taking a neck pillow. I've decided I'm taking the one around the neck. Yes. That's
it. I want a photo with the neck pillow the Amtrak.
Yeah, I'll get that. Before I take off, I'll have that, and I'll take pictures.
Do you have some snacks, like some goldfish?
I haven't decided about the snack. I am required to take pictures and video in there of the trip to document it, basically.
One thing I'm not worried about is Jake faking this. He's going to do it.
No, he'll do it.
Yeah. There's no
joke. He doesn't fake stuff. No. He doesn't.
No.
I'd be shocked if he ever did that. God, now that you mention it, I wouldn't worry about that at all.
The three of us, there's the one that's rock solid is Jake. Yeah. Me and you would consider it.
I'd consider trying to,
pull a fast one.
I've already purchased the ticket. I can't get a refund. I have to go.
It's Jacob.
It's not Jacob. I need to see the ticket.
Jacob Sorensen. It really struck me.
It did.
His dad's an accountant, and he drinks salt water.
Yep, my dad does. Yes, he does.
A warm glass of salt water.
He does
water.
Drink coffee, too, but not till 10 a.m.
Not till
10 a.m. is the rules here.
From 4 to 10, he drinks warm salt water. That's what he told me.
I know. Is that true?
And he told me also he's trying to cut down on carbs, and he's skinnier than Jake.
He's
very thin.
Yeah,
is that an energy drink, salt water?
I've never tried it. It scares me to try that.
It doesn't scare me.
He claims it tastes good. I don't believe you. I like salt and I like water, but not together like that.
I love salt and I love water.
But not together, not to drink it. It's salt not the water, ocean here.
It's pretty, Jake, it's pretty benign.
I'll get you a glass of salt water to start off the show tomorrow. See how it goes for you.
Warm.
If you like
tepid salt water,
please. No coffee for you. You got to drink the salt water instead. All good.
It's pretty benign.
If you say so. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. Was he in the garage this morning, Bill?
No, again, we're not talking.
We're not talking still.
Not talking.
Well, like nitrogen.
Yeah, he's not talking to me.
And I don't like this.
It's your fault.
It's on me. It's on me. I got out over my skis, did some extra nitrogen.
And there's a brown spot.
And there's some brown spots, and that's...
And he's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed.
People know that's
Laura's
his...
text him. He says, we're sorry, and Bill made some errors. It was errors in equipment, though. Just the nitrogen was not an error. That was not an error at all.
It
was an equipment error, yes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, Non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
So we decide we go a couple weeks and he'll be back and we're going to sit and talk about it.
Yeah.
Just how to get better.
Yeah, you need to come together like the Mideast.
Yeah.
There needs to be an accord. Do I need to step in like Henry Kissinger and bring you guys together?
Yes.
Do I need to bring them together?
You should try, at least.
I'll get a Nobel Peace Prize for this.
Sports! 464-5685. Call
the Ben's checked out.
Come on,
he's
Ben.
He's not even
like, I'm waiting for sports.
Stay with us, Ben.
Ben said that one time to me. He goes, you guys are funny. Sometimes you talk sports. I'm like, okay, Ben. All right.
Young Ben.
He had a lot of takes today again this morning right
away.
Did.
We're going to get to one right now off
Ben's
the bat.
Yeah, he comes out of bed with takes.
He does.
So we will get to, in the 7 o'clock hour, that we will address the BTN bus tour at Stop By. No DiNardo, just Howard Griffith and Dave Revson.
No DiNardo.
So we'll get to some of their
comments.
Why
no DiNardo?
I don't know.
They're all really good.
He was at Media Days. DiNardo was at Media Days.
He might be coming back.
He's getting older. It's a long trip.
I wasn't going to say that.
It's a long trip. I did see, though, the ESPN Football Power Index numbers came out. Nebraska's at number 41 in the rankings with a projection of a record of about 6.5 and 5.5. So 6 and 6, 7 and 5, the projection per the FPI, how they go through all the different units of the team, the schedule, everything to assess what could possibly compile a record. And I would ask the question on that, and Ben had a take this morning on this. Question was,
let's hear Ben's take.
The question was, would 6 wins for Nebraska be an acceptable season or disappointing for Nebraska fans? They have not made a bowl game. We all know since 2016. People are saying 7, 8, 9 wins on the table this year for the Huskers. 6 wins does get you to a bowl game for the first time since 16. Sip, you thought this morning. What
There's
is
only
you think
one
about
answer
six?
To that question, and that's, it would be disappointing. That's the only answer, in my opinion.
6 wins we're talking.
Yes. Yeah, 6
that would be a hard no.
Yeah, it'd be disappointing. They yeah. don't because of the two factors we always talk about. I always start the conversation with the roster. It's a good enough roster to win 7 or 8 or 9, and then the schedule's set up. So no.
Yeah, when the conversation is heavily that you're going to start off 7-0 because there's not if you say it's hard, right? It'll be hard to be 7-0. Everyone will agree with that.
Oh,
that's
God,
very hard.
Man, I don't expect that.
But if you look at it and say, okay, which game do you lose?
Yeah,
you have a better roster in all 7 of the games.
Pretty much,
you have a better roster in all 7 of
I
the
think
games.
So yeah, I think so.
Top to bottom.
Yeah. Top to bottom.
Some will be very, very close. It might be a 51-49%.
So Rutgers, Indiana. Yeah, Rutgers, Indiana will be wars.
But if you take a look, we talk about Indiana being a war. Brand new coach, and they.
I know.
And you're saying it's going to be a war. But I think it is. I agree with you. But if you look at it from the outside, if I'm a Herb Street going, can't go to Indiana and win in year two. It's their year one, and it's Indiana.
Point. That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's how it would be. Be looked at, but I would say yes, because
6.
If you take a look, okay, let's just take this. Who are the 6 losses? We'd be like, I'm okay with those 6 losses. There's one. There's one you'd say and say Ohio State
on the road.
I'm not really okay with it, but it's a tough win.
USC.
And going to USC is tough, even though they're not a juggernaut.
Right.
But and you're going to SC. That's 2. Of the other 10, which one would you say? How are we gonna win? How are we going to win at Purdue?
At Iowa. But no,
their quarterback
you're right.
just threw for 20 yards.
Yeah, I know. But still, it's Iowa. Yeah. But you're right. Point taken. I'd just throw Iowa in there, too. I know this. 6 isn't gonna stir excitement. There won't be excitement.
There won't be. There will not be a lot of, it's okay. We're in a bowl game. It's good they're in a bowl game. But because if they have 6 losses, they've lost a couple games that are head scratchers.
And then the bowl, at 6-6, the bowl becomes really important.
I'm going to Detroit, possibly, Little Caesars Bowl.
It becomes important because you don't want 6-7 because that's a complete, no.
Yep.
Losing
season.
6 is not going to cause any excitement. 7 with a bowl win, now you're getting a little more excited.
Do people travel to the bowl game if they get to 6 wins?
I don't know.
To Detroit.
Think about the losses, like Bill said. Mm. Think about the losses you would have.
A lot of it, how's it look?
God.
How's it look? Where they're going?
It's such a... The interesting part of the discussion to me is when I hear people say, Sip, they got to win. They got to win this year. It is only year 2. So it doesn't line up perfectly. But the fact is they do got guys.
Guys. They have old guys, and they have arguably the best schedule in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Old guys, good guys. Right. A lot of their good guys are they're veteran guys. That this is it. So you got to get a lot out of it. You got to get a lot out of it.
Oh man, I've got some old players. They're not very good.
Uh-huh.
They're just okay.
Nash, Butler, Javon Wright, Bullock. Yeah. I mean, on defense, Tommy Hill. Marquise Buford, all old guys.
All old guys that have played a lot of football, and they're good players.
Good.
Really good players.
Good. Got to get a lot out of them. Ben Scott up front, Ben Hart, Mazuka, old guys, old linemen. Got to get a lot out of them. Fedoni's a veteran player now. Borkager's a veteran player. You have Banks and Nayor who are not kids. They're grown men.
Played a lot of football.
A lot of football.
At a high level. And they played in the ACC and they played in the Big 12.
Got to get a lot out of them. Got to get a lot. Ramir Johnson's as old as you, Jake.
Yeah.
Irvin's an old guy.
He's 33.
Yeah, he's 33. He just turned 33, I think. He's got multiple. But anyway. I'm joking. My God, Bill. The point is, they are, you got to get a lot out of these guys. I mean, I don't know about how Bill thinks. If I were a coach, and I trust me when I tell you, I'd be a good one.
I believe it.
My whole thing would be, we got to get all we can out of these guys. We got to squeeze all of it out because they're pretty good. And if we get all of it out of those guys, we'll be good. We'll get 8 or 9, or maybe more. If we get all we can out of all these guys we just mentioned, we'll be good. That'll be a good season. But that's it. You got to get all you can out of them.
Response from Texas has been, no, it'd be disappointing for 6 wins. Now, if they were 6-1 and lost 5 straight. Okay, I mean, come on. You're thinking about, hey, potentially a sleeper.
6-1 and lost 5 straight.
Of course, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That'd be awful.
That's in play with the first 7 games being all winnable.
I'm not all about that 6-1, 7-0 discussion. I'm not.
It'll be really hard, but they'll be favored in every game.
True, I get where you're coming from.
They will be favored, but for me to say it's not it from coaching standpoint. No, that's hard. It's hard. It's hard because there's just certain things can happen in a game. You don't know what happens injury wise. There's a lot of little things that factor into it. Now, like I said, you said year two is hard. There's been a lot of successful year twos.
It's true. I mean, I get that.
I mean, DeBoer had him in the national championship game at Washington.
That discussion's changed a little bit in the last few years, obviously.
If it was 10 years ago, year two, I'd be very much into year two. Right. I'd be like, hey, it's year two. It's going to be a while to get their guys in there. Where it's like,
that's not how it works
anymore.
You can patch it up pretty fast.
Pretty quick. And you can
patch it up, Jerry.
And sometimes you might say, well, it's hard to do. Can we do that at Purdue? Well, no, we don't have the same 1890 collective. We don't have the same fan base. We don't have the same facilities. They have it all.
Yeah, you can do it here.
You have it all.
And they're doing it. They patched up pretty well. Where it's harder to patch up, though, I wonder, is it harder to patch up on the lines all over the country?
Yes, it's always harder. Just be a really good D lineman and go in the portal and see what happens. Just see what would have happened if Ty and Nash would have went in the portal last year. Just to see what's going on and see what their offers.
Well, I know one thing that would have happened. They would have got a lot of money.
Those guys aren't walking around.
No, I'm gonna tell you something.
They're not walking around.
You know the strategy now. If you're a good player, like if you were, I'm like, I don't need to name a name. Like if you're a 3-year starter, 1 year left, and it season's over. It's January. I wouldn't make a decision on coming back. I just let it go, and then the money will keep the money will keep coming. You play the game. You don't announce. You don't get on social media and announce, I'll be back next year. Why would you do? Don't do that. I'd say wait. Maybe go in the portal. I mean, then the money comes. Ask John Bullock. I mean, the money will be there if you do that. God, Nash would have vacillated. You're getting – he's getting $500,000 if he vacillates. He's getting $500,000.
Big bodies are going to get and high character, no issues off the field. All those things are like boom, boom, boom.
Jake, here comes the money. I mean, if Jamari Butler can come back next year after the season, if he vacillates, he'll command a big number. I mean, if he's a 9-sack guy.
Well, yeah, that's understandable. Yes, that would be a millionaire. Big money.
Yeah. Anything else from the text line, Jerry?
Yes, from the text line, 464-5685. Someone's saying, hey, when you've missed 7 straight bowl games, 6-6 is not great, but it would be acceptable in my view.
It had to be boring, though.
It would be boring.
It wouldn't cause much excitement. It wouldn't. Our off season would be kind of... Yeah, thank you.
I don't know what that was. I have no idea what
that was.
Horrible
engine. Yeah, I can't do it.
That's when I ran out of gas in the Camaro.
Yeah,
the 73 Camaro. Jacked up Camaro on air shocks and no rims. Just normal tires. With exhaust coming through the floorboard.
No spoiler, though, right?
What's that? No spoiler.
That's probably okay.
Pay cash for it, $1,800.
goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, but it had a 351. It would go because the thing
would
weighed,
it go?
Oh, yeah. Well, 351 in a car that weighs like 100 pounds.
I bet it was great in the snow, wasn't it?
You couldn't even drive on gravel. Just
we have
right stuck in an inch of snow.
Oh, it was. You were done.
We have a text from Chris at the Baldwin shop. Yeah,
Chris
has texted in.
A lot of respect for Chris. Let's listen.
Yeah, he does know.
Chris
football.
Says 6 wins would be an embarrassment.
Ooh,
for
God, he's
this year.
Hard. Chris, you are pretty hard on all this.
I think that would be a high percentage of the fan
embarrassment.
Base.
I don't know.
Embarrassment, Bill, disappointment, whatever.
I don't know that I'd go to embarrassment.
Maybe not. I'm just saying what I think the fan base would be. 70% would be somewhere in that area.
Embarrassment. I don't know if I could
be your best
that.
Record in 7-8 years.
Yeah, Chris, obviously, due respect. I don't know. That sounds a little harsh to me. Am I being soft?
But I'd be disappointed.
Disappointed, not embarrassing. Yeah. Go with that.
Yeah. You made a
bowl game.
Yeah, and if you won the bowl, acceptable. It becomes acceptable.
If you were a top 5 team and a preseason went 6-6, now that's embarrassing, horrifyingly embarrassing. Nebraska's not. It's 41st in these projections.
Yeah.
41st.
Yeah, I can't go with embarrassing. If it was year 4.
It shocks me because what were they, in the AP, weren't they like around the 40th mark or 40? I mean,
I think they were mid-30s in some of these.
So if you're mid-30s and your win totals are projected 5-5 to 6-5.
6-5 to 7-5.
6-5, 7-5. Okay, that's still, that's not a top 30 team, which is that those two numbers aren't, they don't add up.
I got it.
They don't go together.
No, they don't.
Not really.
No, because
good point.
If you were 6-6, you'd be about 70th in the country.
The concern that I would have if I were Troy Dannon and Matt Rhule, both of them, is apathy. I mean, if it's a 6-6, or God forbid a 5-7, the apathy, it won't be a pitchfork crowd. It'll be worse. It'll be apathy. There won't be pitchforks at 5-7. There won't be people storming the stadium to want Matt Rhule's head. There won't be that. It'll be worse than that. It'll be quiet. It's not good for our show. It's not good for my line of work. It's not good for businesses. That's what you don't want is apathy, quiet, shoulder shrugs. It's the last thing you want.
That is worse.
I'm done. And I hear it from people like in my family, and I just don't follow that close. Mm. Yeah, I hear that. I just don't follow as close like I used to. You know, and if they finish 5-7, you're going to get a lot of that.
And I base it more on the schedule. I really do. That would be, if you went back and looked at a 6-6 year, again, you'd look back and go, how did we lose?
Lost to Purdue and Illinois.
How did we lose to Illinois and Rutgers at home?
Yeah.
Or how did this happen?
Something would happen.
Something really weird would have to happen.
UCLA beat us in Lincoln, really?
Yeah. Or if, like I said, the thing that would send you backwards, which in no way do I think it's happening because Nebraska will, in my mind, will beat Colorado. But if Colorado won big,
stop.
And Nebraska will beat Colorado.
All right, let's stop.
But I'm just saying. But if you just flipped it with the excitement
took
of
his
that
headset off.
If you flip that, Steve Sipple. Of the excitement, it's going to be the most excitable game in the last, 20 years here.
I'd go Miami that 10, maybe 2014. I'd go 10 years.
Yeah. 2014.
This is way bigger. Who's the head coach for Miami rolled in here? You think that's even close?
Was it Al Golden?
Yeah, that's the same. This place was on fire.
This
I'll give it that. This will be more.
I think it will be more.
This will be bigger.
But I don't think, I don't want to. That Miami, it was a hell of a scene over there. I mean, I don't know how much better it could be, but I think you're right. It'll be better, and it'll feel a little different, like a little more edge to it. Although there was,
if things don't go well in that game, not a 28-27 loss. I'm talking about if it's like a bad loss. Then it would be
35-10.
It'd be horrific.
I'll take a week.
So we're just talking about what's horrific.
See you next week.
I've already made the call that Nebraska will win. So I don't think that's going to be.
If they
issue.
Lose by more than 2 touchdowns, I'll be in Barbados that week. See you guys.
Hey. 6. Ostroot to Bombay.
Yeah, you'd be doing your rap
Barbados.
Down there. Oh, I know, but you was doing your rap song.
Yeah. I might just go to rap. No. Here's the thing. Nebraska's going to lose to somebody that will disappoint you. It's bound to happen. They're going to lose to Illinois or Purdue or Indiana or Rutgers. Somebody's going to beat them. All right? One of those four will beat them. Okay?
Pretty big statement.
You going to get all those? You going to get Indiana and Purdue on the road?
You should. Yeah, you should.
I just don't know if Nebraska's that type of program yet. Where you can just guarantee me they're going to be.
No, I don't think they can just walk in and just be no, we're here. And it's no, I don't believe that at all. But they should.
One of those teams will beat them. They'll lose to somebody where you say, oh, damn it.
It's been too often the case. Yeah. Someone says, if Colorado wins big, I will stop watching sports for a full calendar year.
Ooh. I can't. I don't have that option.
Yeah.
I'd consider it if I did.
There's no way I'm missing the opening day of Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah, Bill's a big fan.
He's shutting it down for a year.
Early April, not gonna
miss that. That excitement.
Catcher's report.
Catcher's report in February.
Gets your blood pumping.
That gets you going. Where are you guys going? Cactus League.
It does get people's blood pumping, so I don't want to offend. It does. When catcher's report, it's a big day. So I don't want to disparage them.
Before I get to break, if you're hungry right now, sip.
I'm hungry. That was
the bird.
Yeah. That turned into a harder core discussion than I thought.
It happens when you talk about win total. It does.
Jake knows the business.
I think you need some breakfast or brunch from Early Bird.
Do you think so?
That's my assumption right now. You look like you're hungry.
I tell you one thing. Famished. You could use the bird. Is there anything going to be smothered?
Yeah, I'd say the chicken fried steak would be smothered over at Early Bird. Also, breakfast burritos, French toast, tons of pancake varieties, and of course, the famous hash holes.
Hash hole.
Hash hole.
Horrible.
The three-legged stool.
Horribly obnoxious.
That was beautiful.
Do it again, Jake.
Hash hole.
Hash hole.
Hash hole. We're going to get fired.
Stop by today.
It's our last day.
19th and K. Tons of free parking. 10 seconds max away from the door. Any spot you park at. Get there. Also, three spots in Omaha and in Iowa. Early Bird, 19th and K. Breakfast, brunch, dinner, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every single day of operation. When we come back, there's a big injury for a rookie quarterback in the NFL. Who's out for the year? Discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.